Last night, Donald Trump was in town rallying thousands of supporters at Comcast Arena in Everett.
And you know, on television, they said, I wonder why he's going to the state of Washington, because you know what? Republicans don't win it, but we're going to win it. That's why I'm here.
KUOW's David Hyde was there, and I asked him about Trump's talk of winning in Washington state.
That's what he says. That's what Senator Don Benton said as well. He told that to the crowd. But they know a Republican hasn't won this state since Ronald Reagan, and they know that Hillary Clinton's got a double-digit lead in most of the polls.
Besides all the winning, what did Trump talk about last night?
Jobs, jobs, jobs. He talked a lot about jobs and how he's going to keep them here.
We're bringing jobs back to our country. We're not going to let people take our jobs anymore. We're not going to let our jobs go to other countries anymore. There will be retribution. There will be a price to pay.
A price to pay. What is his plan there? How's he going to keep jobs here?
We've heard before he says that trade deals kill jobs. He also talked about Hillary Clinton's immigration policy and jobs.
It brings in illegal immigrants and refugees to take jobs from our hardworking African-American and Hispanic citizens, and they want those jobs.
All right, jobs, immigration, refugees, what else, David?
Well, I learned something last night that Donald Trump is a huge poetry fan, just like you.
Oh.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake.
So this is called The Snake, and he read the whole thing just like that to the crowd in the Comcast Arena, and it was just kind of a moment.
I'm not familiar with this poem, David. What is this leading to, the parable of the snake?
In Trump's imagination, this is a metaphor for Syrian refugees, because in the speech last night, we learned that some refugees are here to take your jobs, and others are here to kill you. It turns out The Snake is actually an R&B song.
On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake.
Do you know Al Wilson?
I don't even know Al Wilson.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of him either.
Huh.
But anyway, that's the song. It was actually written by this guy, the late Oscar Brown Jr., who was a performer and social activist. And his family is telling Trump to please stop reading it in his events. Brown's daughter, Maggie Brown, reportedly said if her dad were still alive, he would have ripped Trump with a great poem in rebuttal. Not only a poem and a song, but an essay and everything else.
Well, I will give it to Donald Trump. He goes deeper on 60s R&B than I do. What other music was there last night, David?
A lot of Rolling Stones. Must be a huge Rolling Stones fan. Although the feeling's not mutual, the Rolling Stones have asked the Trump campaign to stop playing their music. But one of my favorite moments was before it all started, and a few people in the crowd were dancing to that Daft Punk song, Get Lucky.
Get Lucky. Is that Trump saying the only way I'm going to win Washington State is through incredible fortune?
There might have been some hidden meaning there. I don't know.
KUOW's David Hyde was at the Xfinity Arena in Everett last night, where Donald Trump was talking immigration, among other things. And we're actually going to revisit that topic in just a few minutes. We're going to introduce you to one of the thousands of refugees trying to make it here in Washington state. Trump is talking immigration in another country today. He's left Everett. He's in Mexico City now, meeting with President Enrique Peña Nieto, which is an odd pairing, given the feuding those two have been doing over Trump saying Mexico is going to pay for a border wall. In fact, at the Wilson Center's Mexico Institute, Luis Rubio says both sides have got something to lose with this meeting.
This is going to be a very awkward meeting where there's no language in common, where there is no previous understanding of what the issues are, and where therefore there's an enormous risk being taken, probably by both sides, but I think that mostly by Mexico.
After that meeting in Mexico, Donald Trump goes to Phoenix today for that major speech on his immigration policy. And you will, of course, hear coverage of both the Mexico meeting and the Phoenix immigration speech later this afternoon on KUOW's All Things Considered.